My great pleasure now to introduce Maddie Mullaney from Pingree High School, who is the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for the month of October here in 2020. Maddie, welcome to MSO News Sports.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Maddie, I got to ask you, being of Irish extraction myself, have you been to Ireland?
I have not, actually, but my parents have, and they've told me all about it, and no, just hearing about my roots.
Okay, good. All right. Well, you got to put that on your list of things to do. Well, Maddie, first of all, congratulations. The Moynihan Student Lumber Athlete Award has been going on now for more than 25 years, I believe, and despite all that's happening, Gerard Moynihan and his family and Paul Halloran continue to support the student athletes in the area. And your accomplishments have just stood out, even though you guys aren't able to play right now. So the first thing I want to ask you is, what are you doing to stay in soccer condition? Excuse me, in field hockey condition?
Yeah, no worries. I mean, it's been really hard to not really be with my teammates and, you know, have a full season. That's really hard for, you know, my senior year. But I think, you know, I've been doing a couple club things and trying to stay fit in that sense and go into the turf, local turf field with a couple teammates on my own, of course, wearing masks all the time, you know, but trying to stay positive in the mindset and, you know, getting out there on runs, getting as many touches on the ball, being around people, being around teammates as much as I can right now.
Maddie, you have played in so many different situations, not only at Pingree, but also in other field hockey tournaments and so on. Can you tell us a highlight or two of maybe a travel team or someplace that you have gone and participated with other kids that stands out on your mind? Because, again, not being able to play right now, you got some time for reflection. So maybe looking back on your first 3 years, is there something special that stands out either at Pingree or in other tournaments you played in?
I mean, yeah, definitely. Last year at Pingree, we won the NEPSAC Championship. So it was the first time on that. And that was just an insane experience, a great experience. We dominated that game, and it was just so impactful. Our team really came together, and we worked really well together. We were all in that competitive mindset and the competitive drive to win. We really, really wanted to win, and we were able to pull that off. And, you know, I've been on so many other teams, so many other team cultures that I've experienced, but this team is special. We all are athletic. We all come from different sports backgrounds, but once we came together and stepped on the field, we were able to really put all of our hard work together, and we were able to pull off a win. And, I mean, I absolutely love that team, and I'm so sad to be moving on, but I think it'll be good.
That speaks well of you as a leader to talk about your teammates at school first, and I really understand and appreciate that. What about your experiences nationally? I mean, making the USA Field Hockey Stars and Stripes team or the field hockey, the Junior Olympians, what experience was that like for you?
Yeah, definitely. The USA program is great. You know, that is just another team. It's really, the USA Futures program is where, like, a ton of, like, field hockey players from all over the country come together, and it's just so great. It's such a great learning experience, I think. And, you know, just being able to compete with so many great athletes really pushed me to become better. And, you know, I've been in that program for a couple years now, and just from the beginning, I've made so many other more accomplishments because of that competitive drive and being able to compete against those such high level of athletes, you know. And for me, making the junior national camp last year was just such an accomplishment for me personally. And I think, you know, it just shows how that program really pushed me and was able to, the training, the coaches, it's just such a great experience.
Your work on offense and defense is applauded by the coaches, and obviously your statistics are off the charts, and we'll show them here on our post. Is there a player or two, Maddie, over the years at Pingree that you could mention as a teammate? I mean, one thing great players do is they make other players play better, and they make ordinary people look pretty good. But you have to have some help along the way too. There are kids who make you play better as well. Is there a kid or two? I know you don't want to leave anybody out, but is there someone that you could mention?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, my younger sister's on the team. She is a great player, and, you know, just competing in that little sister competitiveness is a great dynamic on the team. You know, I love playing with her, and we had our last game on Saturday. It was just such a great experience to be able to play with my sister for a couple years. But also, Alana Richardson, I've been playing with her since, I believe, third grade now. And, you know, she's also in the USA Field Hockey program, and we've just been able to push each other along the way. And, you know, it's helped our friendship, not only our game, but also our friendship. And I think we've always been able to push each other and step on that field and know where each other are. We have that telepathic, you know, mindset. And I think, you know, it's just been a great experience playing with her, and I'm going to miss it in college.
That is pretty cool. Where'd you get your field hockey and your athletic chops? Where'd they come from?
Say it again, sorry.
Where'd you get your field hockey genetics, your athletic, where'd it come from? When did you start playing, and how did you get into it? What's the background?
Yeah, of course. So I started in third grade a long time ago for a youth program called Masco Field Hockey. Jen has now my coach at Pingree. She's been my coach since the start. She is also Alana's mother. You know, it's been a great experience. She's a great coach, very, very competitive, and always willing to push Alana and I, and I think that's just been a great experience. And I also have my parents, so my dad played baseball and basketball at Bentley and Babson, so he has also this competitive drive and has always pushed me to, you know, work harder. And he has that athletic ability that has been, like, helpful, you know, just training one-on-one in the driveway or just doing little simple things. So I think it's come from a lot of people. I've had a lot of support along the way, and it's been a long time.
People don't understand when someone reaches your level, the self-discipline that you have to put in. And I wonder if you might comment on that, because you're also a student as well as, you know, as well as an athlete. That's why you get the award. But the self-discipline, if you could just address that, Maddie, and maybe speak to some of the younger kids about that, because you have to budget your time. You have to, you know, work out. You have to eat properly. You have to train properly, but you also have to fit in your schoolwork. So talk to me a little bit about your self-discipline and maybe some of the sacrifices you've had to make.
Oh, 100%. I think, you know, my biggest advice is being a student comes first, and I strongly believe that. My parents have always told me that from the beginning, and, you know, if I've had to miss a practice or two for school, that's okay, and study for that test, first and foremost. And, you know, I strongly believe finding that balance between being a student athlete, like being a student and an athlete, is really what's key. And, you know, thankfully I've had a lot of support along the way, and I've been able to find that balance, and, you know, I hope to continue that at Harvard. And so I think you really have to train your body, and you have to, you know, get the right amount of sleep, like you were saying, and drink lots of water, but also keep in mind that you are a student, and you are, you know, that comes first always, and being an athlete is second.
You have to give up a few weekends for your social life, and you're going to have to do that next year, and you've had the experience to do that, and, you know, it pays off. So you have to feel good about it. Tell me a little bit about your academics and a little bit about you're looking forward to going to Harvard and playing Division I field hockey. But let's start with the academics. What are some of the things that you are enjoying at Pingree your senior year?
Ooh, yes, definitely. Pingree has created such an environment, such a great academic environment. It's pushed me mentally, and so I think, you know, there's so many interesting classes. Right now, I'm taking this human histology class, and I absolutely love it, working hands-on with the microscope and looking at different skins and all of that, you know, and being able to participate at a high level of a Spanish class and taking AP Spanish. It's a great class, and just the environment that Pingree has been able to create at such a high level, and it pushes me constantly. And I think that's going to carry over to Harvard. I think, you know, it's a top academic school, and I've learned how to balance my time with academics, but I think, you know, Pingree has allowed me to create an environment or to embrace an environment where I enjoy learning and I enjoy pushing myself learning.
How are you and your teammates or classmates, for that matter, dealing with this pandemic right now? You can't get out there on the field. What are you guys doing? Do you get together informally? Do you do Zoom stuff or FaceTime? How's that working?
Yeah, definitely. We were fortunate enough to practice two or three times a week, actually, you know, full mask on, 6 feet apart. But it was really being around each other and having that interaction with my team. And because we came off such a good season, and we were all so connected. And you know, we all come from different friend groups at school, but really, when we step on that field, we're one big family. And I think it's just, you know, we had our game last Saturday, and I really felt that felt like a family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that cheering and being supportive of one another, you know, in and out of the classroom. You walk through the halls, you stop and talk to them, and it's just so great and important to have those friendships.
Is there a plan or a tentative plan for you guys to go back to school, or are you doing a hybrid? How's it working right now at Pingree?
Yeah, so we are in a hybrid. So basically, we're also in mod systems.
Okay.
So I go back on Monday and Thursday. So I'm in the blue cohort, and then there's a green cohort, which goes back on Tuesdays and Fridays. So basically, half the team, we're all split up. So two of us practice on the days we're at school, like half of us practice on the days that we're
right.
at school, and the other half practice on the other days. But we're also able to come together on a couple Wednesdays and Saturdays to have a practice all together, which is really important. We were able to do, like, small-sided scrimmages, which was really helpful to see everybody and be, like, together.
Hey, I got one question, not necessarily related to either, but when you started as a freshman, I was an Army brat, so I went to a lot of different schools as a kid. But being from Boxford and then going over to Pingree, what was it like your freshman year getting to meet all new kids? What'd that feel like?
Yeah, definitely. I loved it, honestly. I thought it was an amazing experience. Going into my freshman year, being a part of the field hockey team actually made me more comfortable going into the academic school year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a couple of practices before the school, and I just being familiar with people and being able to say hi to someone in the hallway and be comfortable around school was really, really impactful. I remember a few instances, you know, walking through the hall and stopping with a senior and just making that conversation made my day. And so, you know, I came from Shore in Beverly, and there was a bunch of us who actually ended up going to Pingree, so I felt comfortable
mm-hmm.
with the people, and I also knew a bunch of people from Masco, so I felt comfortable. And Pingree really is an environment where the teachers are supportive of you, and they really want you to do well, so they're all so friendly, and they want you to do well. They want you to strive.
That's wonderful, and I totally identify with that, and I know that you have returned the favor to underclassmen as an upperclassman. Final question, I think, Maddie, what are you looking forward to in terms of study at Harvard? I know, obviously, the field hockey thing is so much on your mind, but so is the incredible opportunity you have to go to Harvard. What do you think you might want to study and pursue?
Ooh, this is a tough question. So originally I was fully set on doing something in the medical side, but now I was fortunate enough to do an internship this summer with Deer Foams and RG Berry, and I saw more of the business side. So I'm also interested in doing something maybe with business. So
okay.
Business or medical.
Well, the problem is when you're good at so many different things, it's hard to pick. So that's a tough, you know, it's a good problem to have. Maddie, you're an absolute delight. I look forward to talking with you again, hopefully when your season gets started. But the main thing is congratulations on being named the October Moynihan Lumber Female Athlete of the Month. Goodness gracious, best of luck with everything. Please stay safe and hold on. Don't go away when we finish this interview. But again, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Maddie Mullaney of Pingree High School. This is MSONewsports.com.